It's Christmas Eve. It's Paul Amani here making a cup of tea, my first cup of the morning. The time is 8:15, and I woke after 6 hours sleep, which for me is good enough. Getting a cup, put the tea in. I'm walking across the floor, the cold floor, with bare feet. I haven't got a pair of slippers. I went to sleep last night after having done some preparation for tomorrow. I made two lots of stuffing. One of them was with sausage meat, and I mixed the sausage meat with cumin seeds and some other kind of seeds, which I bashed around in a mortar and pestle, and added breadcrumbs to the mixture. So that's in the fridge with a bit of cellophane over the top of it. And then I made the second stuffing, which consists of chopped coriander, stoned prunes that have been soaked in vanilla, two mangoes which have been chopped up small. What else did I put in there? I'm looking to see. Some breadcrumbs. Didn't put any alcohol into it. Oh yes, and whizzed up horse chestnuts. So it's basically a chestnut, mango and prune stuffing. Now, I don't know if any of you have a recipe for. I thought about going to Twitter and asking somebody if they had a recipe for prune, chestnut and mango stuffing, but I didn't get myself together to do that, so I just made it up. I added a squeeze of, more than a squeeze, of lemon juice as well. So the stuffing, the fruit stuffing, I'll call it, is a lot more runny than the other one. So I do hope it's not too moist. It was good to do that. It really was. It gave me a role in the family, particularly because I'm having Christmas with my brother and brothers. I'm opening the fridge now to take out a bottle of Super Value Light Irish Milk from a 2-litre plastic container, opening the green top on it, and mixing I'm a kind of ordinary amount of milk in tea. I don't take any sugar. This morning when I woke, the first thing I did was to reach down from being in the bed and pick up my iPhone and turn on Audioboo. I listened to one piece of audio, Bernie Goldbach's, this morning, talking about his journey that he's going to make to be with his mother and brothers on the east coast of the United States. And I listened to that twice, and I was kind of with him in spirit. And I then sent him a message on Twitter to say that I would be thinking of him and his mother and his brothers, by the way, during this Christmas time, as they come together for perhaps his mother's last hours. I looked to see if there were any messages to me on Twitter. There was just one. Looked to see if there were any direct messages. And then I put on a pullover and another top on me and got out of bed. And I'm drinking the tea. I picked up a book called The Imaginary by A.F. Harold, illustrated by Emily Gravett. I got this book a couple of days ago because I once upon a time, I performed poetry on the same stage as A.F. Harold in Swindon. A.F. Harold was in those days an absolutely top-class slam poet. It says here that on the blurb in the book that he's an English poet and author of the Fizzlebert Stump series, who writes and performs for both adults and children. I remember him as an absolutely brilliant slam poet, and I wonder if he still does slam. The book by Emily Gravett, illustrated by her, she lives in Brighton, I'm reading now, with her partner and daughter, and she has two rats. And she's the one who illustrated the book Wolves, which is one of the most remarkable children's story books that I've had. All I can remember is that it was full of wolves. Well, this one appears to be, there's a wonderful picture of a pink dinosaur sticking its head around a library, which has got three elves and his master's voice record player with two legs sticking out from underneath it, stocking legs, blue and white and red-heeled, red-heeled shoes. So it says on the back of that book, Roger is Amanda's best friend. He doesn't exist, but nobody's perfect. I'm the only person up in this house. It's any minute now. My brother will probably come down and get himself a cup of coffee. Or something like that. His wife may come down. The sky is clear. It's a lovely looking dawn. It's been very, very unseasonably mild here in Ireland. And I have a lot of things to do today. I have to go into town, as we say here, go into town, go into Limerick City Centre, and pick up something from one of my sisters and pick up something from my wife. And I have some things that I must not forget, and I have indeed forgotten what they are right now, but there are a few other things I have to get done. Aha. Morning, bro. I stopped recording my diary. My brother came down, so I stopped the recording. I forgot to tell you that I let the dog out. There's a small little terrier dog that lives in this house, and I let him out, and he was really zipped across the grass in a great frenzy of excitement. In fact, before he zipped across the grass, he jumped. He must be a type of dog that jumps upright, because he jumped straight up off the ground as if he was trying to open the handle of the door herself. Sorry, it's a she. And my brother should not be outside. He's not all that well. I have to say that I always thought that Harvey Normans was naff. Don't ask me what naff means, but kind of if you know the word, you'll know what it means anyway. But I was wrong. It's actually not just very big, but there. Thanks a million for your help. Good luck. They have very friendly staff. I was very impressed. The two I met were very, very good. And a massive range of things that to sell. I mean, I suppose the critique I'd have of Harvey Normans is they're outside the city centre, and big stores like this put little stores out of business. And I do feel strongly in favour of the preservation of the high street as a you know, active place. And I don't love big stores. I mean, here we have B&Q, Halfords, Maxi, Zoo. Well, that's a place for everything. But I can see the attraction to getting everything in one place, just like I have just done. Now the question is, where have I left my bloody car? There it is. Okay, thanks a million for listening so far. We'll see what happens next. Well, I can tell you what happens next. The next thing that happens is a whole load of a Christmas present wrapping very quickly before I go for a planned lunch in a hotel at 12:30. So it's now 10:10. Thereabouts. So I'm going to finish this recording while I'm wrapping the paper. No, I'm going to stop it now because I know that it's hard to listen to something that gets any longer. Maybe I'll start another one while I'm wrapping up. Okay, thanks a million for listening. It's Paul O'Mahony on Christmas Eve, kind of diarying his way along.